Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. It's a mild evening across Israel. Temperatures are comfortable, with clear skies in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. A pleasant night for those enjoying the outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, in light of the escalation with Iran, the Security Cabinet meeting was cancelled this evening. This comes as the IDF prepares for a rapid return to combat, according to Walla from earlier this hour. Also, the Jerusalem Post reports the IDF destroyed a 30-meter-long Hezbollah tunnel in southern Lebanon earlier this hour. The tunnel contained dozens of explosive devices and anti-tank missiles. Also this hour, I-24N, EWS, reveals the IDF will equip troops with shotguns to counter drone threats in Lebanon. Separately, a poll from JTA earlier today finds support for war with Iran among connected U.S. Jews has fallen. This comes weeks into a ceasefire extended by President Donald Trump. And finally, Axios reports from earlier this week that Trump announced a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. This move could aid his efforts to reach a peace deal with Iran. Here's what people are saying online. Open source analyst OSINT613 noted 2 hours ago that an airstrike hit the VTTI oil facility in Fujairah. Raylan Givens, a journalist, reported a car ramming attack in Leipzig, Germany, just 2 hours ago. The attack resulted in 2 deaths and 8 injuries. I-24N, EWS English, confirmed in a post from 2 hours ago that 3 Indian nationals were injured in an Iranian drone strike on the Fujairah oil facility. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the escalation with Iran. Walla reports the Israeli Security Cabinet cancelled its meeting amid rising tensions. The IDF is on high alert, preparing for possible combat operations. This readiness underscores the gravity of the situation and the potential for regional instability. Turning to the Hezbollah tunnel destruction in Lebanon, the Jerusalem Post highlights the IDF's ongoing efforts to dismantle threats along the border. The discovery and demolition of the tunnel demonstrate the IDF's vigilance in safeguarding Israeli security. This action aims to prevent future attacks and maintain stability in the area. Meanwhile, I-24N EWS has learned that the IDF will use shotguns to tackle the increasing drone threats from Lebanon. This development marks a tactical shift in response to evolving warfare technologies. The move is part of broader efforts to protect troops and maintain operational effectiveness. On the diplomatic front, a JTA poll reveals waning support among connected U.S. Jews for conflict with Iran. This sentiment emerges despite President Trump's extended ceasefire. The poll may influence U.S.-Israel relations and diplomatic strategies going forward. And finally, Axios reports a ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon, announced by Trump, is politically sensitive for Netanyahu. This ceasefire could facilitate broader peace negotiations with Iran. The outcome may significantly impact regional diplomacy and U.S. foreign policy. On the economic front, first, Mariv Business reports a major transformation for a country club in northern Tel Aviv. The Tel Aviv District Committee approved the Country Avenue plan, which includes towers up to 60 stories high. Separately, Yossi Abu is stepping down as CEO of NewMed Energy. Globes notes his departure after 15 years to pursue new opportunities in the regional and global market. And finally, Mark Cranach of Acru Capital told CTEC that current geopolitical risks are almost impossible to price. His comments reflect the ongoing uncertainty in international markets. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Monday. Our next update is at 10:00 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.